What if your greatest strength isn't something you need to develop, but something you've always possessed? In Standout 2.0, Marcus Buckingham challenges our obsession with fixing weaknesses and presents a revolutionary idea. Excellence comes from amplifying your natural talents, not becoming well-rounded. After 15 years of research and over 2 million assessments worldwide, this approach has transformed how forward-thinking organizations develop talent. Companies like Facebook and Microsoft have embraced this methodology, moving away from the outdated fix-what's-broken mentality toward a strengths-accelerating approach that produces measurably better results. Everyone has a unique genius, not exceptional brilliance, but rather your natural pattern of thought, feeling, and behavior. This genius often remains invisible precisely because it's woven into your identity. Things that come naturally don't feel special. They're just what you do, without analysis. Consider Buckingham's daughter, Lilia, who, from her first complete sentence, displayed an innate understanding of reciprocal altruism, building relationships effortlessly. Meanwhile, her brother Jack's completely different pattern revealed how unique each person's natural tendencies can be. What makes you exceptional isn't trying to be good at everything. It's becoming extraordinary at what already comes naturally. Your innate talents are value neutral until you consciously direct them. Without guidance, they'll emerge anyway, but you won't control how they manifest. The Standout Assessment addresses this challenge by being not just descriptive, but prescriptive, pinpointing your distinct advantages and providing specific guidance on capitalizing on them. The Standout Assessment identifies your top two strength roles from 9 possible patterns, revealing your natural advantage and contribution potential. Advisor, the practical problem solver sought for insight. Connector, the catalyst linking people and ideas. Creator, the pattern seeker conceptualizing complexity. Equalizer, the guardian ensuring fairness and order. Influencer, the persuader moving others to action. Pioneer, the optimistic explorer thriving on novelty. Provider, the empathetic caretaker attuned to others' needs. Stimulator, the energizer creating emotional engagement. Teacher, the developer helping others realize potential. Standout uses situational judgment, presenting stressful scenarios and measuring time-pressured responses. Options contain trigger words appealing to specific strength patterns. Results reveal not just self-awareness, but your impact on others and how people understand you as a leader. While conventional wisdom encourages versatility, true excellence emerges from precision and specificity. We each possess distinct areas where we consistently excel, our strengths zone, where we perform at extraordinary levels. When we venture outside this zone, our performance often declines dramatically. Michael Jordan's career illustrates this principle perfectly. After establishing himself as arguably the greatest basketball player in history, Jordan attempted professional baseball during his retirement. Despite his legendary work ethic, he achieved only modest success, batting .202 in AA, essentially journeyman-level performance. This contrast demonstrates how exceptional talent is domain-specific. Similarly, Buckingham's sister Pippa struggled with the technical perfection demanded by traditional ballet. However, she discovered her true genius in lyrical expression and emotional storytelling through movement, finding success with Netherlands Dance Theater, which valued her unique strengths in contemporary dance. Your standout results reveal your comparative advantage, the precise genius you bring to situations. This specificity appears in consistent patterns. Perhaps you naturally see connections others miss, instinctively calm tense situations, or spot flaws in complex systems. Understanding this precision helps focus your development where it will yield the greatest returns. In a world too busy to notice your strengths, you must intentionally apply them daily. This is challenging because strengths operate unconsciously. You're most yourself when fully immersed in your work. Without self-awareness, you lack a lifeline when circumstances pull you off course. Buckingham's friend Michael illustrates this danger. A brilliant software engineer with teacher equalizer strengths who excelled at explaining concepts, he was promoted to project manager. This role demanded pioneer and provider strengths he lacked. The mismatch gradually drained him until he suffered a breakdown, unable to work for 15 years. Only recently did Michael recognize what truly energized him. Tutorials. I loved pretending I was looking at a computer screen for the first time and writing really helpful tutorials. Had he remembered this core strength during his struggles, he might have found a different path. Your strengths provide an anchor during challenging times. Whether facing the wrong job, an unsupportive boss, downsizing, or questioning your value. Try the Love It, Loathe It exercise. For a week, record activities you enjoy versus those you find draining. This simple practice reveals what specifically energizes or depletes you. The Standout Assessment serves as an innovation delivery system, providing techniques to sharpen your edge at work. While innovation is often mystified, it's typically about finding better approaches to daily tasks. Organizations seek scalable best practices. This occasionally succeeds, as with Dr. Plummer's Hold Your Breath technique at Mayo Clinic that improved x-rays worldwide. However, most innovations don't transfer effectively between people because they reflect unique personalities. When standardized, they lose authenticity and impact. Diana at Hampton Inn demonstrated this with her turtle mascot, We Won't Make Progress Unless We Stick Our Necks Out, creating turtle-themed recognition. When another hotel copied her approach using bees, they missed that the effectiveness stemmed from Diana's authentic expression. Organizations don't need few broadly scaled innovations. They need many practical innovations delivered to people whose strengths align with each approach. Your standout results serve as a Rosetta Stone, connecting you with practices that authentically fit your strength profile. Conventional wisdom pushes you beyond your comfort zone, but the most successful people operate within their strength zone. They find their edge and spend a life sharpening it. This requires disciplining yourself to express your strengths daily. You understand these strengths not primarily through assessments or feedback, but by using them and observing others' responses. Top strength builders recognize that strengths can become weaknesses when overused. They modulate their abilities based on context. A detail-oriented person learns when to zoom out, while a big-picture thinker knows when to focus on details. To excel, combine complementary strengths to create unique value. Identify how your different strengths work together synergistically. Someone creative with technical skills might excel in user experience design, while a person with both empathy and strategic thinking could become an exceptional executive coach. Standout 2.0 identifies your unique strength patterns and guides you to apply them effectively, bridging the gap between knowing strengths and leveraging them for success. The most successful people find roles that maximize their strengths rather than focusing on weaknesses. They recognize their comparative advantage and sharpen it relentlessly, building careers around their unique edge. Your goal isn't to become someone different, but to become more fully yourself, finding ways to make your natural genius useful. Excellence comes from becoming more precisely who you already are, not from being well-rounded. In a world pushing conformity, your greatest contribution emerges from the authentic expression of your unique strengths. Don't just discover your edge, sharpen it and transform it into your legacy.